When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 16th edition. Hope you guys had a fun Thursday. It was a wild one, as usual, on the diamond. White Sox not owned. Hopefully they can finish this off. They're in the 11th inning as we record right now. Pitching was fun. Not too bad. It was fun. Overall, a good slate. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. The show had us on the right path. We have 14 games for you on a Friday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric, the podcast. Give it a rate and review on iTunes. Just recorded a Bubba in the Bloom Thursday episode, as usual, with Ryan Bloomfield. Check that out. And much, much more Bench with Bubba earlier in the week. Got First Pitch podcast, written content all over the place, Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, and much, much more. All right, 14-game slate. Let's not waste any more time. Totals on the slate. Marlins, Nats, 8.5. Yankees, Red Sox, 9.5. Cardinals, Mets, 9. Rockies, Braves, 10. Blue Jays, Rangers, 8.5. Angels, Royals, 9.5. Reds, Astros, 9. Pirates, Brewers, 9. Guardians, Diamondbacks, 8. Phillies, A's, 8.5. Rays, Padres, 7.5. White Sox, Mariners, 8. As you can tell by the totals, pitching is not great on this slate. Your highest priced pitcher is Kevin Gausman, $11,200 at the Texas Rangers. Gausman's coming off of this bad outing overall against the Minnesota Twins. Could he bounce back? Sure. Am I paying 11-2? Not going to happen. Shane McClanahan, $11,000 at the San Diego Padres. McClanahan's been a 20-point machine. So if you want stability for 11K, Shane O'Mac's your dude. I got no problem with that at all. Does he have the ceiling? I'm not sure. You got a Padres team that we talked about is really, really heating up for his lefties. They torched Logan Allen on Wednesday or Thursday, kind of as we expected, which was a massive bummer to see. And they enter Friday's game. Over the last 3 weeks, they are hitting 266 with a 245 ISO. I mentioned that ISO yesterday. It's got better after Thursday. So this isn't even updated stats yet with Thursday, but 245 ISO versus lefties with a 24% K rate. Shane O'Mac ain't your average lefty. We know that for sure. Just know there's a ton of pop in that Padres lineup, but at $11,000, if you need to, you can. I'd rather save some more. Like, start me off with Joe Ryan at 10-6 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Ryan has 10 quality starts out of his 13 starts this season. He's coming off one of his worst starts. It was quality, though. 6 innings, 3 earned, only 4 Ks against Toronto. He has back-to-back quality starts. Only 4 Ks in both starts, which is weird for a guy with a over 22% K-to-walk rate on the season. He's facing the Tigers team, who's actually been hitting people around the last few days, which has been fun to see. They torched Sonny Gray, which I kind of talked about in yesterday's show. Not too surprised by that. But Detroit is striking out over 26% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks, hitting 215 with a 140 ISO. So if I'm paying up a catcher, it's Joe Ryan at 10-6. Another guy, Zach Gallen at 10-2. I'll give him a look. He's coming off one of his worst starts of the season against Detroit again. 5 2/3, 5 earned, 5 Ks. He's a strikeout machine. He had that really, really, really good run in April and May. A little bit of a hiccup of late. But I'll take my chances going up against a Cleveland team. Doesn't strike out a ton. Near a little over 18% of the time versus righties. 282 average, 137 ISO. But he could be in play for you as well. I prefer Joe Ryan up here. But Zach Gallen at 10-2 is in play also. Now it gets fun. Which Michael Kopech shows up? That's the million-dollar question. He does have 16 or more points in 5 straight starts. So at least his floor is pretty solid. He's gone as high as 40. He's got 27s in there. He's gone 5 or more innings in 4 of his last 5 starts, 2 runs or less than those 4 starts, and he has over 6 Ks in each start. So Kopech at 93 is a very interesting play, especially tournaments for me. Going up against the Seattle team, striking out over 26% of the time versus righties, hitting 204 with a 180 ISO over the last 3 weeks. So Kopech at 93, I might actually like a little more than the Gallons, at least Gallon for sure, maybe Ryan just by price. So Kopech is worth a look. Sandy Alcantara, I still can't do it. I get it. He's, you know, 18 points, 16, 15. He hasn't shown the ceiling yet. Does have an okay floor, I guess. But he's going up against the Washington Nationals. The Nationals team, it's pesky as all get up. Christian Javier pitched six innings, only struck out two. The Nats are only striking out 17.4% of the time versus righties over the last 3 weeks. 240 average, 151 ISO. That's what kind of keeps me off of them. So, like Sandy and Cash, I could see in tournaments. I'd rather have Michael Kopech for $200 more.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Tanner Houck at $8,800 at home against the judgeless Yankees is very much in play. Coming off six innings, two earned, six Ks in his last start. He has five or more Ks in four of his last five starts. It's just a matter of can he limit the damage. Two runs, 4-4-1-4. Limit the damage, he's in for a doozy. And he goes against the Yankees, like I mentioned. Sons, Judge, 22% K rate, 222 average, 175 ISO. And Judge is a part of some of those stats. So Tanner Houck at 88, very, very much in play for you. Tristan McKenzie at $8,600. He's coming off a rough one against the Houston Astros after spinning a gem at Minnesota in his first start of the season. Did give up the 92 pitches his last time out, which was great to see. Going up against an Arizona team that's been very, very good at the plate, so keep that in mind. They're striking out 18.9% of the time versus righties, 264 average, 186 ISO. McKenzie's a tournament play as well, just because he has that strikeout ceiling. So I could definitely see him in play. Risky as all get up against Arizona, but a very, very good tournament play. Now it begins to get fun. Like Darvish is 81 versus Tampa Bay. Don't hate it. We saw the ace pitchers get stuff done. Darvish is not an $8,100 pitcher. But he's pitching like one this year, but he's worth a look at $8,100. I will not deny that one bit. Andrew Abbott at 71 versus the Houston Astros. Do you take the chance on this one? Back-to-back 20-plus performances. He's thrown 11 and two-thirds, no runs allowed, 10 Ks, but seven walks in his first two starts. That's interesting for Abbott. And again, this Astros team over the last 3 weeks versus left-handed pitching, 19.4% K, 293 average, 197 ISO. Be prepared, Andrew Abbott. This might be your biggest test yet. Going below 7K now, real quick, Taiwan Walker is 7K at Oakland. He's on back-to-back gems. He's thrown 12 innings, no runs, 13 Ks in his last two starts, and it's the A's. I don't know how many times I have to say it. 24% K rate, 158 average, 0.050 ISO. They were winning games by being scrappy, not by dominating starting pitching. Taiwan Walker at 7K is a very nice value on this slate. Now below hand, Rich Hill, $6,700 versus the Milwaukee Brewers. I would have loved them versus the Cubs, but the Brewers will be in play as well for Rich Hill. He eats up innings, gets strikeouts. Brewers' offense has just been dreadful of late. So you got that as a punt option for you, and that's as far as I'm going. So recapping my pitching, and it's a loaded slate. There's 14 games, lots of ways to go. Like Ryan and Gallen are fine. I prefer Ryan over Gallen. I think Kopech I might prefer out of the three. I think at $9,300, he's got a very great ceiling at a limited price point. Tanner Houck at 88 is very much in play. I like that. For Taiwan Walker at 7K is awesome, and then Rich Hill at 67. So I have to narrow it down. Joe Ryan, Michael Kopech, Tanner Houck, Taiwan Walker. Those are my four pitchers for now on this Friday 14-game slate. Now, we mentioned how bad the pitching was. So that means we have hitting for days. Let's talk about the hitting on this 14-game slate. You got Will Smith going up against Brebbia in the bullpen game for the Giants at $5,700. That is fine. JTR versus Sears at 5K is okay. But let's save a few dollars here. Sean Murphy at 48 versus Lamet. I like that quite a bit. Elias Diaz went deep again on Thursday. He's $4,400 versus the lefty Schuster. So that is not a bad look either. Going down farther below 4K now, you got Blake Sable. He's $3,800 versus Andrees and most likely a bullpen game. And the Dodgers have one of the worst bullpens in baseball. So Sable at 38 is in play. Cheaper plays, though. Danny Jansen returned, went deep on Thursday. He's $3,200 versus Martin Perez. Love that for Danny Jansen. I love Patrick Bailey at $3,200 versus Andrees. So if you don't want to pay up for catcher, which you don't need to, Danny Jansen at 32, Patrick Bailey at 32 are two great places to start. You have Alejandro Kirk at 3K versus Martin Perez. I prefer Jansen, but Kirk's there as well. A couple options for you. If Matt Theis is back in the lineup for the Angels, he's $2,900 versus Brady Singer. We love attacking Brady Singer, so not a bad spot there. Yainer Diaz, we know my love for him. Somehow this is priced $2,900 against Andrew Abbott, so that's a great price. So, yeah, I don't think I'll be paying up for catcher. I'll start with the Jansen and Baileys, go to Theis and Diaz at their $2,900 price tags. And then if you go down even cheaper, like a Nick Fortes at 29 versus Williams, if you want to get super different in a tournament, sure. On a 14-game slate, you might not even have to get that different. Let's put it that way. But those would be in play for you. There will be plenty down here. If Theis doesn't play, Chad Wallach's back at $2,400. He went deep again. Chad Wallach's playing great for the Angels, so he'd be another potential punt for you as well. First base position on this slate, Shohei Ohtani hit his 22nd home run of the season on Thursday. He continues to just mash everything in sight. He gets Brady Singer for $6,400. I like that from Shohei quite a bit. Matt Olson went deep. He's 63 versus Lamet. You got Freeman versus the bullpen of the Giants at 62. All great plays. You probably just play Shohei while he's nuclear hot, but all three are really, really good. Getting cheaper, though, going below 5K, it gets a little different. Like Spencer Steer versus JP France at 44, I can see. Don't think you need to get that cute on this slate, though. Nolan Jones at 41 versus Schuster. I'm okay with the lefty-lefty. That does not bother me. Justin Turner's been swinging a very, very good bat. He's $3,900 versus Domingo Herman. I like that quite a bit. Nick Prado versus the lefty Sandoval. I don't care if it's lefty-lefty. He's $3,300, likely leading off for the Royals. So that's got some appeal to it. Going down even farther now, Alec Bohm versus Sears at 32. Jose Abreu at $3,100 versus Andrew Abbott's awesome because Abreu is, like, rightfully so, playing much better in the month of June. Great price tag versus the lefty and Abbott at $3,100, so I don't mind that for Jose Abreu. Tristan Casas at 29 versus Domingo Herman. Andrew Vaughn versus Brian Wu. Wu bounced back in his last outing. Still can be wild at times. The White Sox offense has been pretty, pretty good. So you get some Andrew Vaughn at $2,900 versus Brian Wu. I don't mind that at all. Other than that, there will probably be more down here. I'm not going to say they're not. Like Josh Bell's still stupid cheap. I don't know if I want to play him against Zach Gallen, but he's very, very cheap if it is needed. Second base position for you, Mookie Betts at 63 is just fine, like especially in that matchup with that Giants bullpen. So we love Mookie. Thyro Estrada at 55 versus Andrees. No one's going to roster him at 55, so that's intriguing. Jonathan India at 49. Love Ozzie Albies at 48. They just keep pricing him too cheap. He had another big game on Thursday. Jose Altuve at 47 versus Abbott. So you don't need to go to the 5K range. You can start with Albie. You got Altuve. You got McClain at 47. All options for you there. Owen Miller's 42 versus Rich Hill. If you think Rich Hill's going to struggle, that's a good price tag for Owen Miller. Cheaper plays. Mauricio Dubon playing at the top of the Houston order. He is $3,600 versus Andrew Abbott. I feel like that's my target, Andrew Abbott, on this slate. This is going to be interesting when all the dust settles on this one. Going down to the low threes, Edward Julian is $3,100 versus Alexander. I do like some of the Minnesota bats versus the lefty Alexander. Not sure where Julian slides into that. Like Kyle Farmer's $2,700 versus Alexander. That definitely has some value to it. Other than that, Pablo Reyes probably gets to start for Boston. He's 24 versus Hermann, second base shortstop. I don't think there's a ton more down here until we see some lineups. Third base, Rafael Devers at 58 versus Domingo Hermann. Hermann's not good. Like he's an overachiever to me, so I got no problem stacking Boston. The total's through the roof for a good reason, so keep that in mind. Austin Riley at 55 versus Lamet's totally fine as well. Eli De La Cruz is up to 51 now, priced very appropriately against JP France. Eli's third base shortstop at 51. I don't mind using him if you want, but he's finally priced appropriately. J-Ram's 47 versus Gallen. That's still not appropriately priced. McMahon at 45 versus Schuster, I like, though, if you want to go there. I think Matty Chapman at 43 is awesome versus Martin Perez. That is a great value. Talked about Matt Chapman on Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday night as a guy that 7 home runs, I think, with like 33 barrels, one of the lowest home run to barrel percentages in baseball. So expect a lot more power coming his way at $4,300. Mentioned Owen Miller at 42. Cabrian Hayes at 4K versus Teheran is not bad because, again, Teheran's going to blow up eventually. I'm here for it. Jaime Candelario at 36 versus Alcantara. Jake Berger went deep again on Thursday. He's $3,500 versus Wu, so I don't mind that one bit. Royce Lewis at 34 versus Alexander is a really good price tag. I wish they'd hit him higher in the order instead of sixth, but I'll take my chances. Dude's hitting 300 since getting called up. He's $3,400 versus lefty Alexander. That is a phenomenal price tag. Great value on this slate. Going down cheaper below 3K, though. You got the likes of not much, really. I'm not killing Jace Peterson versus Taiwan Walker. Yeah, not much down here at third base. Maybe Mikel Garcia at 22 versus Sandoval if you need to, but not much for the super values at third. Shortstop position for you, Seager at a 6K versus Gausman in a tournament. Sure, I like Wander Franco at 57. I really like Bobby Witt versus Sandoval at 56. If you're paying up at shortstop, that's probably the dude. Him or Bo Bichette at 52. I'd probably put Bichette over Bobby Witt, but both are really good plays if you're going into the 5K range at shortstop. Going to the 4K range, though, you got Francisco Lindor versus Mikolas at 46. I like that because I think Mikolas is overachieving in a big way. But pretty much I played him at 4K on Thursday. I'll play him again at 43 versus Alexander. Carlos Correa is feeling it right now at the plate. It's the best way I can put it. He's hitting very, very well. He's $4,300. I'd ride that train, especially versus a hittable lefty. That's a great spot for Carlos Correa. Below 4K now, Ezekiel Duran's 30. I'm not looking to target Gausman. Anthony Volpe's 36 versus Tanner Houck if you're feeling frisky. I'm not, but I'm throwing it out there to you because it could be a fun matchup for sure. Christian Arroyo's $3,300 versus Hermann. Ezekiel Tovar's 32 versus Schuster. Those are a couple of values. Kyle Farmer's 27. We talked about him. I don't mind that as a punt. Pablo Reyes is 24. I'm pretty much just going to play Carlos Correa, Witt, or Bichette. That's what I'm looking at. If you want a super punt, actually, I don't mind this as a super punt. If you just want to say screw it, Andrew Velasquez is probably going to play a lot of shortstop with Zach Neto out. He had a little bit of power and a lot of speed last year. He's $2,000 going up against Brady Singer. So if you want a super punt short, I can totally get behind Andrew Velasquez at $2,000. Outfield position, Ronald Acuna Jr., 66, play him. Tatis is there. Otani at 64 is awesome. Excuse me. I love that Otani price is 64. Betts is totally great. Trout versus Singer at 6K is awesome. The Angels are in a great spot there. Going down cheaper, though, into the 5K range, you got Rosarena's fine, Yoshida at 56. Love Corbin Carroll at 54. As much as I like McKenzie, give me Carroll in a situation where maybe McKenzie gets wild, Carroll walks, steals a couple bags. Like he can manufacture DK points like it's going out of style. So Corbin Carroll at 54 is not too shabby. JD Martinez at 53 I like a lot versus Brebby and company. Kyle Tucker versus a lefty, I don't care, at 51. If you're stacking Houston, play Tucker. Otherwise, don't play him as a one-off. There's other options. Like Brian Reynolds versus Teheran at 5K. Reynolds is another guy with a ton of barrels, not enough home runs. So he's a guy that should get some positive regression coming his way. He's 5K. Buxton returned on Thursday. He's 5K versus Alexander. So here's some really good spots if you don't want to pay in the 6K range. Low 5K has a couple options, and obviously we'll have more in the 4K range. like George Springer versus Martin Perez at 49. We love that. Miami versus Trevor Williams hopefully gets overlooked. You got like Jorge Soler at 49. We'll talk about the other guys that are usually priced around 4K and 32. We'll get to them shortly. But Jorge Soler at 49 is in there. Nick Castellanos at 46 versus lefty Sears isn't too bad. Andrew McCutchen against Tehran. Like, if I make three-plus lineups, I will have a Pittsburgh stack against Tehran. I'm going to stack against Tehran every chance I can. So McCutchen at 44 is there for you. I got Conforto at 42 versus Andrees. I'm all aboard that train. The ball flies out of LA more than people think. It's going to be warm out here on the West Coast. Give me some Gigantes bats versus Andrees. You can game stack the game if you really want to. I don't think that's a bad idea. Where did he go? I missed Lou Bob is 47 against Wu. I like that a lot. I wanted to know because then I saw Eloy Jimenez down here at 41. Both in play, both went deep on Thursday. So you can definitely play them. TJ Friedl should lead off for JP France at 41. That's a great play, especially in cash with tournament upside. Mentioned Nolan Jones at 41. That's awesome. Randall Grichuk versus Lefty Schuster at 4K. That'll play if you so choose. Some other Lane Thomas is playing really well. I prefer him versus lefties, but in a tournament at 4K versus Alcantara, okay. Taylor Ward at 39, I like a ton. Like, keep attacking Brady Singer. We know how expensive Trout is. We know how expensive Otani is. We talked about a 2K Velasquez. We talked about cheap catchers. Now you get cheap Taylor Ward. There is value in Anaheim if you want to stack that game up versus Singer. There's Brian Day of the Cruz at 38. I thought he'd be 42. He's down to 38. So there you go against Trevor Williams. There's a bit of a value. Hunter Renfro versus Singer is only 37. There's another cheaper angel that I'm definitely ready to get behind. Going down to the mid 3Ks now. Jack Sawinski is a phenomenal tournament play. Phenomenal tournament play on Friday. He's $3,600 versus Julio Teheran. Love him versus righties, especially a gosh darn garbage pitcher like Teheran. So Sawinski at 36. You got Michael Harris the second at 36. He's heating up. Yastrzemski's homered in back-to-back games. He's 36 as well. So again, another nice pocket here in the mid 3K ranges as you build out your lineups. You got Eddie Rosario at 35. That's okay if you're stacking Atlanta versus Lamette. Nick Prado's down here at 33. Brenton Doyle at 33 should get the start versus Schuster. He picked up another stolen base on Thursday. Dude's running like crazy. He's $3,300 for Schuster. Mickey Moniak went deep on Thursday. If he's in the Angels lineup, he's 32. Ward will probably lead off. Moniak at like seventh. That's still just fine at $3,200. So there is tons of Angels value if you don't pay. And that'll help you get with the big guys if you want. MJ Melendez at 31. I'm cool with him. He's another guy that's underachieved in the power department. He's fine against Sandoval. 3K and below now. You got the likes of Chaz McCormick at 3K versus Abbott. There, you have Joey Weimer at 29 and Teoscar Hernandez. How the mighty have fallen. Wowzers. David Peralta is $2,800. He'll be hitting in the middle of the order. Jorge Sanchez is only 28 versus Williams. I'm cool with that. Luis Matos, there he is. $2,600 for the Giants. If he starts, great. He's probably going to be platooned. There's a chance he gets pinch hit for. It's a righty starting, so I don't even know if Matos will start. If Matos starts at 26, awesome. Fun play, great play. Just know the risk that involved with Matos. The production can be awesome, though, so I'm not going to deny that. Michael A. Taylor's $2,500. Ramon Laureano, 25. Two guys are swinging it very, very well. A couple others before we head on out of here, because there will be tons that I won't even mention in a 14-game slate. I wanted to see the price tag on one. Will Brennan. There he is. Brennan's $2,200 for his Gallon. If it wasn't Gallon, I'd be more excited. But Brennan can be a punt. I don't think you need him. I think there's other punts that'll come into play for you on this slate. But, yeah, that'll do it for now. Recapping your pitching. The four guys I'm going with. If you want the full pitching rundown, go back to the start of the show. The four guys I'm going with here, Joe Ryan, Michael Kopech, Tanner Houck, and Taijuan Walker. There are other guys I could see intriguing. Like, you got Gallons. You got Alcantara. You got McKenzie. There are other Rich Hill. There are other options. That's where I'm planting my flag for now. Stacks. The Marlins versus Trevor Williams is very much in play. I like that one. That would be one of my favorite ones. Atlanta versus Lamette is fine. A few others here. I love Toronto versus Martin Perez. That's one. Angels versus Singer is probably one of my favorites. I'll keep attacking Singer. Pittsburgh versus Tehran is one of my other favorites. I like Minnesota versus Alexander. That's one of the top ones for me as well. I think Houston versus Andrew Abbott can give you some tournament leverage because people love Abbott and they want to use Abbott at $6,700 or at $7,100, I mean, which could give Houston lower ownership in a really good spot. So keep them in mind. And then other than that, White Sox versus Wu could be in play again. Game stacking Giants Dodgers. So the main ones, game stack Giants Dodgers, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Angels. We'll throw the Jays in there too. Those are the main ones I'm looking at on this slate. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick, Game of the Edge Fantasy in the Discord, and much, much more. Hope you all have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day to those that are celebrating. Enjoy your sports, whatever you're going to do this weekend. Have fun. Be safe. I'll be back with you guys to preview Monday as usual. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 16th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.